Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. And before this episode starts, I just want to remind you to please leave your comments for today's episode in the Spotify Q&A section down below. But also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V and let him know what you thought about today's episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I think you're are probably in a place where a lot of us are, which is the thing that isn't going great is also a thing that you're not putting enough time into.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, I hear you, because it's like I say one thing, but what am I doing?
We all do. I've got plenty of things that I spew all sorts of advice on, and I'm not hitting at a 10 on that, I'm a 6, or I'm spewing it because I'm trying to move my own self from a 7 to a 9, or from a, even with 12 and a half, candor from a 3 to a 6.
Yes.
And so I think you have to ask yourself if this is a big problem, which it is.
Yes.
If you're gonna open up locations, you're at the mercy of the leader in that location.
Yes.
You can't be in 13 places.
Right.
You can't be in Miami and in Madison, Wisconsin at the same time.
Right. My dream overall, and this will come into play with social media when we talk later, but also with the business, is to impact 25% of the world.
Okay.
In a positive way. And I don't know exactly how, but I know that
you want to impact 2 billion people positively.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And a billion of them through financially helping people with, like, you know, literally the needs that they have, like food, water, necessities. And then the other half, as well as jobs, opportunity, you know, and it'll be through the business. Like, I need to build a huge business to do it. And then the other half will be through positive messages, right? Like, helping people with their confidence, their being fulfilled, being successful, and being happier, all those types of things. And yeah, just making a difference in people's lives, like helping people with living a more intentional life, right?
It's awesome.
Because I think just so many people go through life not even knowing what they're doing versus what they could be doing, or what they, you know, not living the life that they even want to do. And to get a little bit deep, it's because, like, I struggle with these things, as I told you last time.
I remember.
I've struggled a lot with it, with, like, being happy personally, and with being able to love myself and being able to just know that I am enough. And I just want everyone to know that they are enough.
It's awesome.
You know?
It's good, man.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I work so hard at it. Like, I really have been into self-development. I really listen to positive people like you. And I work so hard at it, but because of the way that we're raised, or
right.
just because of...
It doesn't come natural to everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't come natural
Whether
to everyone.
Whether it's DNA or nature nurture.
Right.
They figured out that shit before us.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
And I
but fighting for it is so admirable.
Yeah. It's cool. I just found out recently that the reason... I didn't know why. I just, like, for me, I knew I always wanted to do huge things like this. One, I want to live an amazing life myself personally when it comes to just how I feel, but also... like the luxuries and the cool things. I really enjoy just like having fruit and, you know, like being able to take my wife wherever she wants to go, being able to travel the world. I'm not saying it's all selfless, that's for sure. It's not. But I want to do as much as I can because I have such an amazing life and I want to give as much as I can. Like, it's kind of like you with the New York Jets. Like, you love the journey there. You never want to run out of work or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You want to keep hustling, and that's how I feel with that. It's like, I want to make the biggest impact I can while I'm here on the planet, so let me set the biggest thing I possibly can.
I love it.
Now we're at 13 million. I remember telling you, hey, I want to be at 25 million, and I was lacking a lot of patience at the time. I've definitely worked on that. And
yeah, I've listened to even your numbers. I like the numbers are much more realistic this time.
Yes.
5 to 10 years. Three years from, if you go 5 to 13, and your goal is 25 in 3 years, now you're talking my language. I respect that shit. Especially because doing that won't make you do shortcuts, and you might find yourself at 37. I think a lot of people don't realize that just because you have a goal of 25 in 3 years off of 13 off of a 5,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that next year if you do 24, you're just gonna only do one more the next year.
Right.
It means that you created a realistic goal that doesn't make you do shortcuts, mm-hmm. which is what so many businesses go through, where they go to 15 and then they go to 7.
Yes.
Because they did too many crazy things to try to get to 50.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, it like crumbled. I tried to go to 25 in 1 year. I set a goal to get to 25 million in 1 year. It was crazy. I was just like so
And that's
excited.
An arbitrary number. I always, when I see somebody say a crazy number to me,
yeah.
Let's say you're like, I'm going from 5 to 25 next yeah. year. I'd be like, why not 45?
Right.
As if, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, good for you. I think it's a great lesson to figure out.
Really worked with the leadership team to get them all aligned, and I've just had to really get that candor, and I've had to really just be okay with people not liking me, and
it's hard,
or not liking what I say in that moment, or
that's a better way to think about it.
Yeah, and that has made a huge difference. So that's I think that's what's moving the needle a lot.
Good for you. Anything that doesn't put you out of business that teaches you a real fucking lesson was a good year.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's over now.
Yeah, it's over now.
I got this.
You.
Is fucking like just like good, you know, just like great years. You're only as good as your last at bat. Same here. The number one thing when you're a service provider that will always kill, and it's also very nice, is teach people how not to spend the big amount of money, which is almost in essence telling, it's why Wine Library TV exploded. I told people what not to buy for me.
Yeah.
Which was fucking nuts.
Yeah, your dad probably.
I mean, they were going crazy. My dad, my best friend Brandon, Bobby, my cousin, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm building a community. I'm right. building trust. I'm doing the right thing. And by the way, it's just my opinion. When I say I don't like this, I'm explaining what's good about it and what's bad about it.
Yeah.
I always say that I'm most fascinated on people matching their words with their actions.
Yes.
You just told me you want to reach 1 billion people and motivate them.
Yes.
I don't think your output matches that.
Well, I would agree with that.
Good. And by the way, I'm not looking to do anything other than say, let's do more.
Right. For the companies, we do 1 to 2 posts per day. Personally, 1 to 2 posts per day.
By the way, that's not bad. No. It's a hell of a lot better than...
We're working at it.
No, there. Trust me. I'm like real... my point is...
I just know you expect 4 to 6 or...
Well, I'll explain. It almost is like, do 1 of 2 things. Post 17 times a day and go for 1 billion people, or post 1 or 2 times a day and change your 1 billion people impacted to 100,000.
But the 1 billion is in my entire life or
okay.
after.
Yeah,
like, I have no...
Do you know how many people is 1 billion?
Do I? I mean...
It's a lot.
I can't... really imagine it, but.
You, if you post 1 or 2 times a day for the rest of your life, you won't even get close.
Right.
I think you have a level of accountability and awareness that I think positions you for success. Mm-hmm. I just think it's healthier for you, personally, from my limited observations in our interactions, to reframe it to I'm gonna hit 1 million people, or if you wanna stay on 1 billion, well, this team right here has got a lot more work to do, which is fine.
Yeah.
You guys decide. I just want to.
Have you even hit 1 billion people?
No way. No. Not even in striking distance.
That's the part.
That's the part.
Yeah.
I think there's something always broken when someone creates a delusional goal, because it starts to lose its realism.
Yes.
I have a feeling it might impact you on your content too. Mm. That's why I'm barking up this tree.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's also creating formats that help you create more content. I mean, you should absolutely go and type in roofing podcasts, roofing shows, find all of them and be a guest on all of them. And all of them have 40 viewers, and that's perfect, because you're doing it for the content.
Right.
Ooh. The Montour Mongoose that we're doing right now
yes.
is gonna be more valuable for the content than it was our time together.
Right. 100%.
Yeah, so doing more things like that, doing town halls, doing something small in your local area of like just for entrepreneurs, you built a real fucking business.
Thank you.
Like, do you know how many people on earth build an 8-figure top line revenue business that's profitable on earth?
Wow.
So this is like already very aspiring to a lot of entrepreneurs. You now do a little meetup at the local bar or gym or whatever, and if you just post something and run some ads locally in like a 10-mile radius of like, hey, you know, and you're so humble the way you come across, so it won't even be like sleazy. You're like, hey, I've built in, how long have you done this?
7 years.
Hey, I've built an 8-figure business that's profitable. You know, I'm not fucking Elon Musk, but I have. In 7 years, I've learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes. I've learned a couple of good things. I want to give back. It's a big part of what I want to do. I'm going to be at this gym or this hall. You know, you can find a local business that would be thrilled to have 25 people show up to it these days. Retail. is any retail store will be like, sure, take our entire, like, it's about something I'm about to do for my dad, have influencers just fucking set up shop. Anyway, I'm just doing the video for you. Hey, this, you know, Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m., a couple of drinks at the local bar. I'm just gonna be doing Q&A. I have no idea if any of you are gonna show up. If one person shows up, I'll give you all 3 hours of my time. If 50 of you show up, but, you know, RSVP down here, or here's the link to register. The reason you're doing it is just for the 9 people that show up so that we can film, so we can make content.
Cool.
You're doing karma, you're impacting people, you're making relationships, but you're feeding your engine of content.
That's sweet.
I think so. You run that on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, and you run that in a 5-10 mile radius, like put $100 behind it, entrepreneurs within a 10 mile radius, you'll get 7 people.
That's sweet. What should we do with the content? We have obviously the content we're making. Should we be changing it per the platform?
Yes.
Obviously, but like, yes. How? Like, how can
the copy is different. You try different things. You try a different thumbnail on Instagram than you do on TikTok. You talk a little bit more to the kids on TikTok, a little bit older on Instagram, and then on LinkedIn, more professional. It's context.
Yeah.
You know what the eyeballs are gonna be.
Yes.
Facebook Reels are also working really well. So,
yeah.
Good. You seeing a little something there?
We've seen
more there than anywhere.
On,
yeah.
On Reels, that's mainly where Tom's been going viral. His cold plunge video got 2 million views on Facebook Reels and really did
all organic.
Boost him.
All organic. On
nothing
that.
Paid on that. So
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook Reels.
People.
YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, YouTube Shorts have done very well for us. So.
LinkedIn.
Yeah. Now we got to get on LinkedIn.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Hey.
Good.
Are you guys ready to hop up here and?
Sure.
Get a couple questions.
Well, I've only got one question that we want to ask you. It's just kind of a what would you do in our situation type of question. So we're going to give you a bit of our background about our life, what we've done, where we're at now, and what you would do if you were in our shoes. So I'm from Australia, if you can hear my accent.
I can.
My wife is from Dallas, Texas. So when we met about 9 years ago, we flew on a holiday to China and we ended up finding a roller coaster on the Great Wall of China. We ended up going on this roller coaster for fun and filming ourselves going on it. I got bored and got home up from this trip and put on Facebook. About a week later, the video had 30 million views from a company called Unilad and Lad Bible. They took my video, they redistributed it, and we got viral. So from there, we decided, or we got instructed by a few people to start a social media channel. So we started up our own travel channels. Today, we have about 400,000 followers on our travel channel. We also grew travel fan pages at the same time. Had a lot of people wanting us to post our content, their content on our channels. So we didn't want to do that, so we ended up growing these travel channels, which now have about 4 million followers. Sold them to a travel agency for over $100,000. We sold a business with the pages. But during this time, we found it very hard to monetize. One of the reasons was because we went viral on Facebook, we only sucked at Facebook. And we know nowadays this is not what we need to do. We need to be very diverse across platforms, but monetization just wasn't a thing on there. There was no ad revenue.
Yeah.
At that time, we actually had a company.
You also didn't have that many views.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like
one video
yeah.
really struck
yeah.
big, and then you're
yeah.
chasing that
yeah,
like viralness. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we actually end up shifting into more of the marketing world. So we started doing Facebook and Instagram marketing. Build a marketing company that does about 300K a year doing Facebook marketing.
Awesome.
So we spend about $500,000 on ads a month. So it's a really exciting career. As we did this, Facebook monetized. And not only that, we actually had a media agency reach out to us and say, we want you to help us take this YouTuber's content and help distribute it on other platforms. So my wife and I ended up spearheading that one. Today, the company has about 150 influencers, works with some of the biggest YouTubers and helps distribute on unmanaged platforms like Facebook. So during this time, we learned the science behind content creation. We know so much about content. We did the studies behind every second, the first retention, how we can get better retention on videos. You know, you take a YouTube video and you just put it on Facebook, it's not gonna work. People go to YouTube to watch long form content. Facebook's a short form platform. Vertical, horizontal, there's all these different parts. So
I've heard.
We learned that taking this content and reapplying it to Facebook, there's a science behind it. And we learned a lot about that. Now we're kind of at a bit of a crossroad with our career. We still love travel and we want to start creating content still in the travel space. We have invested into buying an ambulance. So we own like a 35-foot ambulance, which we've converted into an RV. And we're going to plan on traveling around America and creating content with it. We got so many ideas for pages and stuff that we want to do. We want to do the vlog style, the couple style. We want to make
the
content
dog
of travels.
Style. We have two cute dogs.
We have cute dog influencers. But now we're at kind of a crossroad.
I like how you, like,
yeah, come on, don't forget the cute
I know,
dogs.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest platforms as well. One
that's
of the biggest channels. We're at a bit of a crossroad right now where we feel like we need to focus on obviously growing our business, but we also want to focus on growing our content. So, I mean, in your situation, if
what else are you spending time on? Like, what does it really look like?
Our life in a day is waking up and working on our clients, having calls with clients, managing accounts, and then any other leftover time is content creation.
Yeah.
And then trying to have a life. I mean, I think that's the thing too, you know, having a dinner with your parents, stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. So, of course.
Yeah, finding that balance, I think, or knowing which direction we really should take it, or should we do both and just, you know, give it our all.
Are you going to start a family?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, yes.
But it's not something you need to do right
this year. In the next 3 to 4 years, we feel like that's
the range.
Yeah.
We feel like we're at a point right now where family would be amazing, but we're also so heavily involved in our career that
of course
we know that if we just push a few more years, we can see where things take.
Yeah, I understand. Look, I think it's a tricky question. I would say this. It is highly likely that when you're 80, that you'll regret not going all in on your content versus the service providing. The problem is the service providing is paying for your lifestyle.
Yep. Exactly.
So it's cliche, chicken and egg.
Yep.
What I would probably do in this scenario is a couple things. One, I would consider downsizing and driving your cost of living so low that you might be able to make the plunge.
Yep.
Or two, while you have all these clients and doing everything, spending 50% of your 100% of the time you spend on making your own content to business develop to see if you can find a sponsor to own, like really own your first year. So if you take, let's just say you're doing 2 hours a night on your own content, I'm just making this up. If you did 1 hour to just literally DM and message people on LinkedIn and Instagram to set up meetings, make a 1 or 2 pager of like, we're about to go do this ambulance across America thing, and there's $100,000 sponsorship on it, and you can like own it, okay. PepsiCo will put in Doritos and Pepsi, like if you could find somebody to be the bank as a sponsor.
Then you can go all out on it.
Whether you do it or not, if you don't try to do it, you'll regret it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I think we did try, we just tried at the wrong time when monetization wasn't there, and then obviously COVID hit, and travel and COVID, it just,
yeah,
it
you'll, was, you'll you know. Appreciate this. You tried and your capabilities also didn't match the opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you tried, we were doing all platforms.
Yep.
So, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think it was the wrong timing. I want you to be fully accountable because that's what will set you up for success.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So at the time you tried, you were too one-dimensional and you didn't have the reps yet to know exactly how to take full advantage.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're different now. You've learned a lot of things in these several years since.
Yep. Yeah.
I think you need to try to find someone to own it. You know, it's no different than what I told them, like couples kill.
Yeah.
It just does.
That's true.
So you have a real great shot. I think you spend an hour a day trying to find sponsors. Okay. Even if you get 5 sponsors at 25K a piece, you've got to decide if a buck and a quarter is good enough, if 200, like you have to decide. I don't know if you've saved money, not, like you know your world. Yeah. But live as humbly as possible so that you then can get a year or two, like, think about it. If you could live in the concept of $100,000 a year, if you could, which I don't take lightly, I don't think that's easy, but if you could, well then you only need $100,000 in sponsors.
That's true.
If you need 325, well then you need 325 in sponsors.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what are you really fighting for? You're actually fighting to do what to make what you want for you.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome.
Does it make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. That's super helpful.
So I think as much time and energy of figuring out, like, what could we live, like, maybe you don't need to live in America. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you got the ambulance and everything, but like, you know, like, fuck, if you decide to do the content in Bolivia, you don't need $100,000.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or
right? Thailand,
or Lebanon, which is like this beautiful country. Beirut is one of the amazing cities in the world, but they've had so much political unrest and so much, you know, like natural disasters and things of that nature, that their currency has collapsed. The amount of money you need there to live there is like insanely low. Or Argentina, which is going through crazy inflation right now. Talk about a beautiful fucking Buenos Aires. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and like, so
and you can go live there for a year, produce content, and need a lot less dollars.
Yep.
So I think it's spending an hour, 50% of your content time for 3 months. Just cold messaging brands that you think would want to interact with you given the kind of content you make.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Delta.
Yeah.
we're traveling, would you just like to give us tickets? Now you've cut down cost. Hey Hilton, we're traveling, would you like to give us stay? Now you've cut down cost. Like, just fucking rock it.
Yeah, man. So a strategy we did when we were making content was we reached out to Airbnbs.
Yep.
Major size Airbnbs, 5K, 10K a night. And we said, hey, let us stay for free and in return we'll make promotional content. And one of our videos actually went so viral, we were able to buy all of our camera gear.
The guy got booked out for 2 years because it was just a badass property that people wanted to stay at.
I mean, you should be a rapper, first of all. The way you communicate is like that's something we need to talk about all together. Yeah. That's a separate combo, but yes.
Yeah.
All right.
What you're not doing is you're not putting the energy. It's no different than what I told him. If he puts the energy to give people the leadership role, then it opens up all the energy. Right now you're stuck.
Yep.
That's why I asked the question.
Yep.
You've got to take 50% of the time that you're making on your own content, maybe even 100% of the time for the first 30 days, to just business develop.
Yep. Understood.
Yeah.
That's perfect, man. Cheers. I really appreciate the advice.
I appreciate that.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it.